Now a special feature of KRWC Radio News. 2023, the Wright County News Year in Review. I'm Tim Matthews. 2023 was a pretty light year in local politics. The year began January 3rd with the first meeting of the Wright County Board of Commissioners. The board had several new faces as three new commissioners were elected in 2022. Tina Diedrich was sworn in as the new District 1 commissioner. Jeannie Holland officially became the new District 3 commissioner, and Nadine Shane took her oath as the new District 4 commissioner. Commissioner Derek Vetch was nominated and approved as the county board chair for 2023, with Commissioner Mike Ketchmark elected as the new vice chair. Also taking the oath of office for a newly elected term were Wright County Attorney Brian Lutz and Wright County Sheriff Sean Derringer. In March, the annual Wright County Township elections were held. Just a few of the races were contested. In Albion Township, Chad Walhau defeated two other challengers to win a position as a supervisor. Kevin Marquette won a contested race for supervisor in Maple Lake Township, while Joe Hickman defeated one other candidate for a seat on the Marysville Township Board. In Monticello Township, Melissa Helgett narrowly defeated incumbent Shannon Bai for a three-year term as a supervisor. In Rockford Township, Dennis Bisey fought off a challenge from Dwayne Rolstad to retain his supervisor seat. In Stockholm Township, Dan Sangren was the winner of a four-way race for one spot on the township board, while Luke Mattson won in a three-way race for another Stockholm Township supervisor seat. The outcome of school referendum votes in area school districts was mixed in 2023. In August, voters in the Annandale School District once again rejected a construction bond referendum. The district had asked voters for the go-ahead for some $98.7 million to build a new high school for grades 9 through 12, renovations to the existing high school to convert that building to a middle school, along with repurposing the site of the existing middle school for potential sale or development. 1,820 voters said no on the single question ballot, while 1,376 voted yes. In November, two Wright County school districts saw a favorable vote from district residents. In Buffalo, Hanover, Montrose, voters said yes on a $41.5 million bond question, proposing to use the funds for more secure entrances at the middle and high schools, HVAC system and roof replacements, upgrades to playgrounds and auditoriums, and technology and classroom renovations. 2,167 voters said yes to the question, while 1,208 said no. That resulted in a 64% to 36% passage of the bond. In District 2687, Howard Lake Waverly Winstead voters approved an operating levy of $600 per pupil tied to the rate of inflation for the next 10 years. While similar proposals in District 2687 failed on two previous referendum votes, this time the vote was 1,226 votes yes to 897 no. Superintendent Nate Walbrook had a simple message to the district's residents and voters.
Thank you. You trust us with your most precious possessions every single day. And no matter the way you voted, we thank you for giving us that trust. And I want everybody in the district to know that we work really hard to provide a safe and welcoming environment for students where they can learn and they can grow. And then we thank the district for the continued trust and their willingness to provide the resources that the district needs to grow and to continue welcoming in additional families and enhancing our program to get the kids ready for the future.
While 2023 was a very light year for elections, next year, 2024, will be just the opposite, as dozens of elected offices will be on the ballot, from U.S. president all the way down to city and county offices. A light year in Wright County area elections to be followed by an extremely active ballot next year, among the top local news events in Wright County in 2023. Stay tuned to KRWC Radio News throughout New Year's Day for more segments of 2023, the Wright County News Year in Review. And you can find all the segments in the podcast section at KRWC1360.com. I'm Tim Matthews, KRWC Radio News.